Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower with a smooth ride, intuitive controls, and attachments for every season. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Hi, friends. This is Laura Adams, and you're listening to the Money Girl Podcast. Since presidential candidate Mitt Romney revealed his tax return, which showed an effective tax rate of 15%, there's been a lot of talk about whether the rich get away with paying less income tax than ordinary folks. Today, I'll reveal how income is taxed and how much millionaires really do pay. The first tax that we're all familiar with is income tax. It's a rite of passage to receive your first paycheck and be stunned by how much the government takes. There are four main types of taxes that employers are required to withhold from your paycheck. Number one, federal income taxes. Number two, state income taxes. Three, Social Security taxes. And four, Medicare taxes. Additionally, depending on where you live and the industry you work in, you may also have unemployment, disability, and local income tax withheld. I'll summarize each of the four payroll taxes so you know what they are and how much you're paying for them. So let's start with federal income tax. It's collected by the Internal Revenue Service, or IRS, to fund the country's expenses for everything from education to the military. You pay federal taxes according to tax brackets, which are ranges of income that are subject to different tax rates. As your income goes up, the amount that falls into each of the six brackets is taxed at a progressively higher rate. In other words, federal income tax is staggered, with part taxed at 10%, part at 15%, and so on, up to the maximum tax bracket of 35% for 2011. To pay that top rate, you must have income that exceeds the highest threshold, which is $379,150 for single taxpayers. You don't typically pay tax on all your income. You're allowed to reduce your taxable income by certain amounts, including exemptions for the number of people you support, like yourself, a spouse, and dependents. You can also reduce your taxable income by claiming deductions for qualified expenses, like medical care and charitable contributions. Additionally, the total amount of tax you have to pay is reduced if you qualify for a tax credit, such as the child tax credit. In addition to federal taxes, you may also pay income tax to your state, unless you live in one of the 9 states that don't collect it like I do. They're Alaska, Florida, Nevada, New Hampshire, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming. State tax rates vary. However, they're generally treated as a deductible expense, which lowers your taxable income when you file your federal tax return. The last two payroll taxes, Social Security and Medicare, are collectively called FICA, which stands for the Federal Insurance Contributions Tax. If you're a fan of the TV show Friends, you might remember the scene when Rachel opens her first paycheck and says, "I earned this. I wiped tables for it. I steamed milk for it. And it was totally not worth it. Who is FICA and why is he getting all my money?" I thought that was great. You're familiar with Social Security, a vast social program that provides income for the elderly, survivors, and the disabled. The Social Security tax rate is 6.2% for employers and is typically the same rate for employees on income up to $110,100. There's no Social Security tax on income you earn above that amount. However, employees got a temporary 2% reduction in 2011, which has been extended into January and February of 2012. Right now, we don't know whether the reduced rate of 4.2% for employees will stick or go back up to 6.2%. Medicare is the federal health insurance program for those age 65 or older. It also covers younger people with certain disabilities, but it doesn't pay all medical expenses or the cost of most long-term health care. The tax rate for Medicare is 1.45% for employers and employees, regardless of how much you earn. And by the way, if you're self-employed, you're required to pay both the employer and employee portions of Social Security and Medicare taxes. Now that we've covered taxes on your earned income, let's talk about how investment income is taxed. Let's say you earn interest on a bank savings account, a CD, or a bond. Even if you don't cash out the income, it's still subject to federal and state tax, but not Social Security or Medicare. Another type of investment income is stocks or funds that pay out a dividend. In some cases, the dividends are taxed as regular income, but in most cases, they're taxed as a capital gain. The capital gains tax is very different from ordinary tax on your income and interest that we've covered so far.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength, allergy medicine, and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
It's hard not to add a side of hot, crispy hash browns to your favorite McDonald's breakfast. It's even harder not to eat said hash browns before you get home. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Okay, back to the capital gains tax. It's not levied on an ongoing or annual basis, like other taxes. It only applies when you sell a capital asset, like a stock or an exchange-traded fund, for a profit. If you've owned the capital asset for a year or less, that's called a short-term gain, and it doesn't get any favorable treatment. You pay the same tax rate as for ordinary income, which, as I mentioned, ranges from 10% up to 35%. However, when you've owned a capital asset for more than a year before selling it, the very favorable long-term capital gains tax rate applies, which is capped at 15%. For instance, if you sell a stock that you own for more than a year and make a profit, no matter how much you earn or how wealthy you are, you don't pay more than 15% tax on that income. That's obviously much lower than the 35% maximum tax rate on ordinary income. Additionally, capital gains are not subject to Social Security or Medicare taxes. This should shed some light on why a multimillionaire like Mitt Romney had an effective tax rate of 15%. Most of his income comes from long-term capital gains and dividends on his investments. Recent IRS data shows that the average tax rate for all American taxpayers is 11%. Here's how the average tax rate breaks down by earnings. If you earn less than $100,000, you're paying an average tax rate anywhere from 0 up to 8%. If you earn $100,000 up to half a million, the data show you're paying an average tax rate from 12 to 19%. If you earn half a million up to a million, you're paying an average tax rate of 24%. And if you earn a million up to 10 million, you're paying an average tax rate from 25 to 26%. So the data shows that even with the very preferential tax rate on capital gains, those earning half a million or more still pay at least twice that of the nation as a whole. Romney's rate of 15% is higher than the average of 11%, but is considerably less than other multimillionaires who are shelling out around 25%. You can use the marginal tax rate calculator at dinkytown.com to find out what your average tax rate is and see how you stack up against Romney. I'll put a link to the calculator, the IRS data, and other resources on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. Just look for episode number 253, titled, Do the Rich Pay Less Income Tax? If you have tax questions, post them on the Money Girl Facebook page. If you're on Twitter, be sure to follow me under username at Laura Adams. It's LauraAdams with no space. And you can learn much more about taxes in easy-to-understand language when you read my book, Money Girl's Smart Moves to Grow Rich. It's available at your favorite bookstore in print or as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, iPad, PC, Mac, or smartphone. Why don't you download two free book chapters at smartmovestogrowrich.com? I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.